Radio St. Pete listeners, this is Alexis Baum, your host of ABC's You. ABC's You, the show that sees people for who they are, where they are, and shines a little spotlight using audio onto their stories. And so this little audio spotlight that I have for you today is actually a double, triple, quadruple treat, because I'm on the Artist Enclave Studio Tour in historic Kenwood, and AB is seeing, not for the first time, but many, many times I've seen you before. Who am I seeing today?
David McCauley here.
David McCauley and friends are in the room right now, so you might hear some chuckles in the back. But friends, give us a shout. Woo! Okay, David McCauley is one of our Artist Enclave, Enclave artists. And first, David, can you just tell me a little bit about your art for the listeners?
I consider myself an art advocate. A lot of my work revolves around the theme of disability and inclusion.
All right. Okay. Well, what does that mean? Tell me more about like how you got into doing that art.
So I'll just give you some backstory on the current project I have here on display for the studio tour. I used to play guitar and other instruments. I had an injury that affected my dexterity in my hands about 15 years ago. Recently, I've discovered a way to play guitar again. So I've been fashioning these tools. My friend Nick Reale, who's a woodmaker and artist down in Old Southeast. And since we've been making these adaptive slides and tools, I've been able to enjoy playing the guitar again.
Nick Reale is right next to us. Nick, say something real quick. What's it been like working with David McCauley?
David's awesome. Really is. Great guy.
Tell me the story of how he came to you about this.
Seriously?
Yeah, just give me the shorter story. Is there a short story?
Never a short story with a Reale.
Oh, a Reale. Okay, well, give me the Reale story then,
okay.
Whatever that is.
So I got a phone call one day at my studio, and this guy said, hey, I'm an artist, and I need to have something turned. And I said, well, do you want to come in and turn it yourself on the lathe? And he said, well, I think I can do that, but I'm not sure. I've never done it. And by the way, I'm a quadriplegic.
So he's just like, what?
And I said, oh, well, if you want to give it a whirl, give it a whirl. Come on in. So he did. He came in, and we got him set up, and the sucker overachiever, he did it. He turned all of these canisters that he was doing for an art piece, and then the rest is history.
Is this the spray can story?
Yeah,
yes.
Because I know David for some time, and I don't know him that well, but I do know there you can't tell David no. He can come up with a way.
It was funny the way just Nick described. The phone call was, I was describing, I was like, I want to use these skateboard blanks and make spray paint cans out of them. He was like, what? Just bring your material to the shop and we'll figure it out. and he was nice enough to take one of his lathes, lower it to make it a bit more accessible for me, give me the sharp tool, put it in my glove, and he, I don't know, you think he put some goggles on me or something? I was a little worried that, you know, taking this sharp tool and putting into a lathe that's rotating at 2,000, you know, revolutions per minute,
yeah.
Right? I just envisioned it like right to the, kicking it right back in my face. But
I guess that was not the case because your face looks perfectly fine. Yeah,
and he kept it super sharp, which makes it easier to cut. So as soon as you lean into it, it kind of just started chipping away at it like butter.
Wow. Okay, so tell me about the latest collaboration that we have in front of us here that the listeners can't see, but we'll take a picture of it later for them.
So with the latest one, Nick helped me design these guitar slides, which is, I was telling this story earlier. I went into Seven Seas Music a year and a half ago, and I said, I got these oven mitts for hands. How can I play guitar again? And he put a lap steel in my lap. And I was like, okay, I get it. I see it. I envision how to do it. But then he gave me the tone bar, which is essentially a polished piece of stainless steel. As soon as I put it upside down, boom, fell out of my hand. But it planted the seeds of, okay, this is how I can do it. I just need to be able to hold that polished piece of steel somehow. So I went to, what's the spot up in Clearwater? Arlo Steel Shop.
Alro. Yeah.
And I got a bunch of these pieces of steel, had them chopped up, brought them down to Nick's shop, and we started, you know, measuring my ring finger. Is this hole good? Does this feel comfortable? So, you know, I joked about Howard Hughes and doing it with aviation earlier, but that's what we've done because we've refined this 8 times over. And I've used some. I've distributed them to friends that also want to play, musicians, given them to music therapy programs at Spalding Hospital up in Boston, Craig Hospital out in Colorado, Sinai up in New York City. Music Therapy St. Pete has one. So it's like, as soon as I discovered it, and oh, this is a super helpful tool, we've just been, you know, distributing them at our leisure.
and helping others enjoy music. So,
of course, Germany.
Oh, yeah.
What about Germany?
So the people in Spalding Hospital up in Boston, they said, could we get a video of you playing it? So, you know, we have these devices, but a demo would be good showing you using it. So I did that and recorded it. It's only like a few minutes long and sent it to them. But I did it on YouTube. It's not like a big public thing, but I sent it to them directly so they could just show it. 3 months later, I get an email saying, hey, I saw you on YouTube. I live in Germany. I'm a quadriplegic. I used to be a guitar player. I'd love to play guitar again. Where did you get that thing? And I said, well, or where did you buy it? And I said, well, I made it, but we'll make you one.
We can make a deal. Yeah.
So I said, if you pay for the materials and the shipping, we'll make one for you. So went down to Nick's studio timeline. We're like, okay, let's see if we can get it done before Christmas. Got it finished, shipped it. Gave him the same thing, the guitar net extender, pretty much all the stuff so he can adapt a regular guitar to be a lap steel and play, which this is also an important component. So
what is this that you're showing
it's
us?
It's elastic and Velcro, but it has a guitar pick glued into it. So I can't grasp a guitar pick. So this is
so,
essentially
lashed.
So
give lashed. Us a guitar pick moment. Let me hear it.
So to Perfect. Pluck individual strings was something that was never going to happen with, you know, before this, I was just literally hitting it with the back of my hand.
Could just like kind of strum, yeah.
So this gives you a bit more precision in terms of picking.
Amazing. And then with the two tools together, like give us a little something so we understand. Look, David's giving me these faces of like, how did you make me do this on air? But impromptu open mic in David McCauley's studio here at the Artist Studio Tour in historic Kenwood. And I usually would just end it right here, but I also just want you to say, what is the art that is around us that is inspired by this? Because it's also related.
It is. So these three-dimensional objects that I've been building with Nick, and then I have a two-dimensional oil painting representation of each object in large sum. It's probably, these are 24 by 30s, I think. And then the final component of the body of work would be an audio visual of me playing a guitar song.
So it's like every kind of media coming together.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's certainly fabrication, painting, and then execution of music.
Sound, yeah. Which is perfect for Radio St. Pete. So tell me, where can we see or learn more about your art?
So it's a toss-up between this body of work and the one that's in the front with the spinal cord injury statistics. Creative Pinellas and Tampa Museum of Art are both interested in each body of work. So I'm allowing the curators to decide what goes where.
Yeah, and do you have a website or other ways that people can see your work?
DavidMcCauleyArt.com, and that's the same handle for all my social media.
All right, you heard it here in historic Kenwood. In David...
Oh, that's the show at Tampa Museum of Art in August.
Yeah. Okay, we got like people piping in. Everyone's here to support and add in and make David McCauley look like the star today because he is.
We just want to make him uncomfortable.
We want to make him uncomfortable. That's what we all say. Got a whole crowd of people laughing here. I'm going to end it there. Thank you, David, for taking this time with us.
Thank you, Alexis.